Now, we are joined by many a legend today.
Really?
None greyer.
None greyer.
Or more talented, Silver.
The Silver Fox.
Steve Hyland.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You can't go far without a woo these days, that's what I say.
It's never changing.
How's things anyway?
Things are very good, actually.
You're a big TV star?
Well, I don't know about that, but retail television is a lovely place to be. Yes, it is, actually. It's great fun.
What's the worst thing you've ever sold?
The worst thing, I don't think there is no, because the thing about it is that everything that you sell on air, somebody somewhere is really going to want it.
Do you know, I've bought something from you.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go on then, tell me.
I can't remember what it was. Oh, it's one of those cheese grater thingies.
Very, very impressive. I've got strange enough, I have a bootload of them with me. And you can have maybe half a dozen of them at a reduced price. And let me tell you just how it's going to change your life as well.
Go on then,
Steve. Now, you're taking the mick now, ain't you? I didn't come all this way to have the mick taken, I can tell you that.
And I can see the
I can go anywhere
price of your
that.
Jacket. Look at it. You're loaded.
Well, it's not
you?
Honestly, loaded. Absolutely loaded. I mean, I actually have a little trailer on the back of the Jag. But just to carry the wallet around it these days. And all the different credit cards. One day I'm going to pay some of them off as well for that.
Does it open now?
Yeah, yes. Well, now that I've actually got a new combination on it, because it wasn't open for such a long time, I'd actually forgotten it, and the whole thing had just sort of seized closed. But there we are. That's the way things go, isn't it? But it's lovely back being here. Lovely being here back. Oh, whatever. The words are all there. Sort about for yourself. Yeah.
Now, of course, you were here for many a year.
I was.
You
it was a sentence.
Disco
it was well, actually, the very first show was one of the Saturday night shows, the Saturday night dance party. Did that for a couple of weeks, and I remember sitting in the studio and saying some stupid things. Andrew Marshall at the time was in charge of us, wasn't he? And there we go. And and he said, and I was saying things like Mercury 102.7, cut it out in stereo from both sides. And he said, you don't say things like that. Honestly,
he was right.
Grow up, would you? And so did that, and then it went on to the Soul and Dance Show. And I really knew nothing about Soul and Dance, or even Soul and Disco for that matter, and really got into it, and ended up doing that for 5 years. Some people say he never knew anything about anything. But did that for about 5 years, and had a hoot. And I used to turn up at some of the local clubs, as you well know, and people would go, yeah, we're waiting for Steve Hyland. He's obviously a big guy. And there, I think they were expecting, and I'm not being racist or anything, I think they were expecting a coloured guy to turn up. And I'd turn up, and I can't be whiter than white, can I? Doing the grey hair, pale skin, and I'd walk in there, and it was a ball. But then the best bit for me was doing the breakfast shows. Just loved them. Just loved them. And interestingly, you're going on about the Selly Telly. There is a site called shoppingtelly.com where all the nice people that bother can go on and find out latest news about their favourite shopping TV presenters.
Oh,
and there was a lovely lady that lives in the area, and she said, oh, he used to be our local DJ on the air. And the morning he left the breakfast, hope management's listening, the moment he left the breakfast show, I cried. And and strangely enough, so did I on the morning. But I thought that was a nice thing to say. And I think that's the real wonder of Mercury. Mercury has always been like that. It kind of wheedles its way into your psyche. And there are probably people that are listening there thinking, yeah, I'll listen to it. It's just another radio station. It's not. It's something that's a little bit special, part of your life.
Now, one of the things that's happened over the years, Steve, you might be known for it, certainly in this building, was bloopers. Things going wrong. A few outtakes here and there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
now, this bit is unexpected.
we've got a couple here. We've been promising all week we're going to
nice
play
surprise,
stuff.
Nice surprise, Chris. If I have to take a swing at you at any moment, it will be soon. Okay.
Now, this is one when you're interviewing a guy. It explains itself, anyway.
Oh, definitely. That's the main centre of the club. That's the main central. So where did you go last year, then, on the trips? That's put you on the spot, isn't it, eh?
Yeah.
Any time today, I don't mind.
Later as eight.
Oh, that's good. Well remembered.
Been to so many.
How many people you got in the club?
350.
How many people you got in the club? What a dreadful thing to say to somebody. You got 350.
Yeah. You get around a lot.
That was one of them. But my favourite, I don't know if you remember, this was a long, long time ago, when you're interviewing Peter Davidson.
No, I don't remember that.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Mm.
Hello, I am.
And you got
the
a little,
Doctor.
You got a little bit confused.
You're better known, obviously, as either from Tristan out of All Creatures Great and Small, or out of Poirot.
No, absolutely wrong.
Campion, actually, Campion. Sorry about that. Well, it was a rough guess. We'll start. Can we start that little bit again? Perhaps we'll get that one right.
So there we go. Fond memories.
Oh, fond memories. And I wish Mercury all the very best. And of course, sounding even better. What is it now? Is it better, hotter, newer, fresher?
Yeah, it's today's best mix.
Today's best mix.
Yes. Just before you go, just look to your right hand side. Someone's just walked in. You haven't seen for years.
Oh my word, it's Jeff Aspin! Jeff Aspin,
get down on your knees next to me, because have you noticed, I remember the days, Jeff, just imagine this, Jeff Aspin and Steve Ireland, we're both kneeling side by side, because in those, remember when we were at Broadfield House, we could afford chairs there.
And you're still taller than me.
Oh, happy memories. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now.
Right,
it's been an absolute pleasure coming back and, just keep listening. And here's to another 18 years of Mercury 102.7 FM. Mercury.